I got a crazy story, y'all. It's part one. I mean, y'all gonna wanna listen to this one. It gets deep. It's part one. Listen.
There was a guy named Richard, he had dreams of getting richer. He saw money as food, but he wanted to get bigger. Sit back and strap up so you can get this picture. His dad was a preacher and his mom was a teacher. She would always try to find ways just to teach him. Richard was a teenager, he didn't talk to strangers. But there's this one guy who kept blowing up his pager. But little did he know, little Richard was in danger. He went out one day with his friends, they was having a good time. To one of them said, how much money do y'all got to buy a gram? They was confused, they didn't understand what he was saying. So he pulled out his cell phone, started dialing numbers. His homies looked around and they start to get worried. While he was on the phone, all he said was hurry. Told him have no fear, cause this guy is here is really worthy. 30 minutes passed and they end up in the alley. His homeboy called him back and said, hey, I got the package. He said, good, cause it better not be damaged. The man said, okay, I'll leave it in a brown basket. So they got to the package and their heart began to race. You could see the anticipation on their face. And little Richard opened up in a steady pace. They couldn't believe what they saw, they had to embrace. Let's just say they was happy that they got what they wanted. But in that moment, they was really in enjoyment. Now let me remind you that this is a crazy story. Richard's mom said, come on, cause he had to get up in the morning. Later that day, he was walking on the street. Richard got a text saying, hey, we need to meet. He showed us to his homies. They begin to freak, no question in their mind. He takes back where we need to meet. The message said, on 83rd, right by the bank. The boy said, all right, we'll be on our way. They got there before them, so they begin to wait. Little did they know that they'll become bait. The strangers pulled up in a black cargo van, and one of the boys had the package in their hand. The goons hopped out and start giving demands. They looked around as if they had a plan, so they separated and they all begin to run. Little Richard ran as fast as he can. He didn't know they was following him in his van. When he turned around, they had a 9 mm at his head. Right then and there, he prayed and asked for forgiveness, cause he didn't know if this was gonna be his last time breathing. So while he was there begging and pleading, the goo had his finger on the trigger and started squeezing out 7 rounds. Then he hit the ground. He looked at the guy and said, are you happy now? You're about to take the life of somebody's child. His homies wasn't far and they heard the sound. The goons left town, they came around. They was holding Richard, said, stay with us now. As he took his last breath and said, avenge. Face full of tears, we're not losing no one again. They said a long prayer and ended with a man. Now get ready for the revenge.